To Candidly.
30.
Wow. That was kind of like Full House-ish, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm happy. That was like really harmonized and everything. I'm really proud of us.
Oh, wow. Good job.
Hi. Welcome, everybody, to Candidly 30.
How's it going? Back at it. We here. We out here. So Cave and I just like wires were crossed last week, and we just like never got a chance to record, actually. So here we are. We're back in the game, baby. But hopefully you liked our little taste test episode. I did listen to it when I was on my way to Central, or like the coast, whatever you want to call it, the valley. And it was pretty ridiculous. Like, we were on one for sure. Like, without having any coffee or anything. Like, it was pretty funny.
It was hilarious. Yeah. I listened to it as well. I was like, gone my little walk in the afternoon or whatever, because it's like wicked hot up here. But yeah, it was hilarious. I was kind of laugh crying, and I felt a little bad because some of the references and things that we were talking about were very one-sided. So if anybody got every single joke that we talked about, I would be impressed.
We're very impressed with you. Yeah. We did get some good feedback. Lex said that she listened to the episode when I saw her on Wednesday, and she was just like, she's our number one fan. She really is. She tried and true, our number one fan for sure. Thank you,
Lex. I have an update for Lex.
Yeah.
Specifically, just because I haven't seen her since Ponderoo, but like, we've been talking a lot about the green bags. That's just like my connection to her. I love it. But I got my green bags. I already dropped off my first one. I have like my stickers. I'm rocking and rolling. Like, I am a convert, and I have Lex to thank for that. So thank you.
Oh my God. Recycle queen over here. Yeah. Yay.
Same with the planet. One plastic bag at a time.
Also getting your money back. No big deal, because you're paying every time you buy something. So just put a little money back in the pocket for cool. Well, like, what's going on? Actually, we need to do updates, because I was just gonna go into our topic, but then we absolutely need to do updates. So
I know, we really haven't got on the phone together since like the 4th of July, so if we're gonna go back to like that craziness, my parents are here, my sister is here, I had like a bunch of people in my house. It was fabulous. We had.
What did you guys end up doing? Wine. Did you do the drone show for 4th of July?
Well, we all got like into one too many bottles of wine before like 7 o'clock in the afternoon. So we were just like not feeling an adventure out. But we did end up going to my patio outside and seeing like probably 100 illegal fireworks being blown off in the middle of like Beaverton area. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So there was a lot of fireworks going on.
And there's a lot in Bend too. I was actually really surprised, just because it's so dry here, and like everyone obviously, you know, actually, are they not allowed? Maybe they are allowed. I don't even know. It seemed like there was a lot though, like pour out all the little puppies in the world, because was very loud for like, it was like the whole week leading up to it too, though. Like, people were doing it like every night. So yeah, there was a lot.
Like, my parents came in 3 or 4 days before, and like every time they would go to the store here, or like they would hear on the radio, because they're radio people, it was always like, in this area, zero fireworks are allowed. If you get caught, you're gonna be like paid a fine. And it's just like, we're having a lot of those conversations for us to see that many that night. I was like, oh, that's an illegal one. That's an illegal one. That's an illegal one. There's still a lot going on.
Dang. Just, yeah. Also, walking around the neighborhoods afterward, there's just like particles all over the ground. And it just looked like there was like absolutely things happening on the ground everywhere. I was like, dang. But
I do like 4th of July. It's a fun holiday for sure, but it's always so insane and really bad for the environment for sure.
Yeah. Also, just like trying to shop around 4th of July is a nightmare. Ugh. Like, I went to Costco on accident, like not even thinking about it, you know? And I was like, oh my God, this is my nightmare. Literally.
No, yeah.
But also, it just seemed like Bend is like a very touristy place, and so it just seemed like there was a lot more people in town and stuff in general. Yeah. So I did end up going for the first time. This was my first time actually being in Bend for 4th of July, because I'm usually gone for it. But we went to the pet parade, which is in the morning. It's like the 4th of July parade.
Pet parade?
Yeah, in the morning. And so there's like so many puppy dogs. There's even like a kangaroo, there was snakes, there were lizards, there was like so many things. So yeah, it was pretty silly, but it was pretty cute. But it was also just, I was just like you couldn't drive anywhere. Like, all the roads were blocked downtown, you know? So I was just like, yeah, this is kind of crazy. But anyways, it ended up being a really good 4th of July. And we ended up going to, one of our friends was playing a show at Worthy Brewing Company, which is like right around the corner from me. And there's Munchin Music in the Park. So we saw Ron Artiste first. And then we went to our friend's show called Elm Thunder. at Worthy, and they have like a really cool like tower at their brewery, and there's like a, what do they call it? Like an observation deck and stuff. And so you can look at the stars and whatever. And
oh my God, that sounds amazing.
But we went up there and watched the fireworks, and it was really cool. So yeah,
oh, that sounds cool. Oh man, that sounds amazing.
What happened after 4th of July? I don't even know. Like, I feel like it's been a blur since then. So I don't even know how you're like being able to, yeah, figure out the activities. But anyway,
I know. 5th of July, we went to the Japanese Garden here in Portland.
Cool.
And they have like right in front of it, they have this like really, it's like a 4.5 acreage of roses, and there's like X amount, thousands of varietals of roses or something crazy. So it's just this like massive rose garden. It's so beautiful. We're definitely doing that later, or like next year in probably like early May, maybe late May. We're doing that.
Cool. Yeah.
We're going to go there. Absolutely. The garden was great, but it was kind of like, I don't know. It was beautiful. It was nice and serene, but there was so many people that it didn't feel like, I didn't get that serenity feeling. I just got like annoyed by people who are talking and like children picking at their noses and flicking it at me and like I don't know. It just like needed a little space from the people. Also just like, cause I was with my family too. So I just like needed a little space. It was great.
You've been hosting forever now, like literally the last month. So I'm so impressed by you.
I'm so ready for the fall. Like, I know that you're a summer girly, and I'm like here to enjoy it. And I keep thinking of you every time I get like the sun in my eye, or I'm sweating and I stink. And I'm like, yeah, this is great. This is Kelly's favorite season.
Thank you.
I'm so thrilled for the fall. I need it to be just a little crispy, and I want some like apple seasoning, you know. That's just what I live for in my life.
What's crazy is the fact that it's the middle of July, honestly. Like, what is happening? Why do I keep saying the world? The year is going by so fast. Wow, that took so long to get out.
That was amazing. I didn't know if you were trying to beatbox or like.
Anyways, I had a long weekend, you can tell. Anyways, also shout out to my mom. Okay, wait, I'm going to talk about that later. It's one of my faves, so I'll tell you later. But
Okay.
Anyways, well, how was their visit?
It was fine. My brother's birthday was great. We played a bunch of board games. Nobody cried. It was good.
Oh, good. Did your mom win them all?
No, she didn't win any.
I really
hope that she listens to this episode and the reaction that she's going to have. Oh, she didn't win all of them. None of them. She didn't win any of them.
Terry, so disappointed in you.
I know. We played like six games and she didn't win any of them at the end of the weekend. Shoot. She was like, this is a waste of a weekend.
But
it was good. Everybody was cool, calm, and collected, because like my family is of the variation of people who lose their freaking minds when they play board games. Like, they're so competitive, they get butthurt.
Yes, Kay Flair's family loves games, so
like so much so my mom and my sister go to this like board game convention that they have in San Mateo every year a couple of times or whatever. I don't know, they're real into it, so
yeah, I would go, honestly, just to learn, like, all the new games and, like, fun new games that are coming out. You know what I mean?
Also, Kelly loves games, but yes.
I do love games.
Anyway, other than that, work is good. It's, you know, getting ready for my trip this next week. I'm making homemade pasta today.
Whoa.
And hanging out.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
My house is coming together. I got to, like, unpack 15 or 20 boxes this last weekend, so it's, like, finally feeling a little like home. So it's great. I'm in a good mood.
Good. I'm so glad. The rest of my weekend last weekend, it was a 4-day weekend, which was so nice. I actually had a 4-day weekend this weekend. Oopsies. Anyways. I just like went paddleboarding. I like super relaxed, super rested. I slept so much last weekend, which was good. Necessary. And then I studied because I had my certification test this week. And then I had an MRI this week on my knee. We've been talking about my knee for a minute, but I finally had my MRI. And so that felt good, just to, like, get it over with. I thought it was going to be, like, $1 million, and it wasn't, which was nice. It's just, like, $100 copay, whatever. So we'll see what's going on in there. The doctor did tell me he, like, thinks he knows what's going on with me, but, like, I'm not going to say it on here because I don't know if it's true. But anyway, of course, like the week leading up to like going to get the MRI, though, you know, like I feel like fine and like I have no swelling and I have no like little, I mean, I always have pain, but like I have like less pain, like way, way less pain than I have been. And good. I'm like, mother trucker. But also it's annoying because I'm like, do you think that I'm like making this up? Because I'm totally not. Anyways. So yeah, my body was just like, no, we're not going to the doctor. So they just like started feeling better. I don't know. But honestly, I do
sabotage
that. Yeah, seriously. I do think it was because I like cycle barred so hard last winter that like the, like the repetitive motion on my knee, like, because I was like going hard at cycle bar, you know what I mean? Like I was,
yeah, but you're also at like the most amount of resistance that you can get because you're, that's what you do, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's like how you get your workout in. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, and that's also how you wear the heck out of your knee. But yeah, I get it, because you were going like crazy hand at the cycle ball.
Yeah, so I stopped doing when did I stop? I think I stopped in February and my knee like just started feeling better. So that's kind of crazy. So I don't know. I don't know if it's related. I don't know if it's not related, but here we are. So we'll find out. And also the other annoying thing that could be a grievance, but I'm not going to make it a grievance, is that I don't get in to see the doctor to get my results for another month because he's booked out, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But whatever. So yeah, then I took my test and I studied a bunch and hopefully everything goes well. I haven't got my results for that yet either. But if I don't pass, that would be a major bummer because I kind of have to do that for to help all my trainees. So yeah. Anyway, yeah. TBD on that as well. But then I had, yeah, so I just had a busy week and then I left on Thursday for Oregon Country Fair, which I don't even know how to update you guys on fair. It is the most magical, mystical, crazy, life-changing, but also just like eye-opening experience ever. Like, I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, K-Flair was like, is it like Burning Man? And like, I haven't been to Burning Man, so I do not know, but I think it's very similar to Burning Man in that it's shorter and you have a lot more resources available to you. Like you can go to Oregon Country Fair and like stay in Eugene in a hotel and like still go to fair, you know what I mean? Because the day passes are like from 11 to 7 every day. You don't get to stay like overnight inside a fair unless you have a vendor pass or like a food. I don't know. Anyways, so we ended up staying at a campground nearby that's like very close to the opening of Oregon Country Fair. And so like we kind of had our own like fair basically going at just like our campground and everyone gets like super into it. And then like you just go into fair like during the day and then you can come back. Anyway, so I camped with like a bunch of friends, which was awesome. And it was a really good time, but also just like, of course, exhausting and whatever. And it was super duper hot. And all of us Bendites were freaking out because like, it's so dry here. And like, it was so freaking humid and all of us were just like frizzy and like sticky. And everyone was like, what is going on? Like, we do not feel like this ever in Bend, even when it is like this temperature. So all of us were kind of just like freaking out a little bit about that. But yeah, so we're just like sticky for 4 days straight and no big deal. But yeah, it's a really, really cool experience. It was definitely nothing like anything I've ever done in my whole entire life. So there's that. But yeah, it was a really good time. It was obviously lovely to hang out with all the homies and there was lots of good music inside. There was such good food. Like the vendors were crazy. Like anyone who's a vendor in there, it's really, really hard. It's been going since 1973. It's kind of like Woodstock-ish in the fact that like they have like very like old school rules and like there's no drinking. There's no alcohol served inside. There's like obviously they – yeah. Anyway, it's all good vibes. But – so yeah, they just have like music and food and then everyone who vendors in there, they make everything by hand. Like there's nothing that you could like buy there. Like you can't have anything with like a tag on it, I guess, is like the way they describe it. So yeah, everything is just like beautiful, handmade, really cool shit that you can buy. And yeah, it's humongous. And there's just like people on stilts walking around. There's like marching bands walking through. There's like puppets and like people in like crazy costumes. And like, there's just like people walking around singing and like in all these. Yeah, it's really wild. So I took like next to no pictures and videos of the whole entire weekend. So I'm kind of bummed about that. But I hope that other people took pictures. Like, some people are already like posting them on Insta. So I've seen a few. But yeah, I just have like a few videos of like inside of fair. But I didn't take like any at our camp or anything, because I just was like, I don't know, being present or something. But whatever. Anyways, it was very fun. I'm happy to be home. I like came home and jumped in the river today and went on a walk and like have just been unpacking and whatever. So yeah, but now, dare I say that I have no more plans to like leave Bend for an extended period of time, which is
yay,
mind blowing. Yeah. So I'm going to be here for the next many a weekend. So yeah, there's that. I'm kind of excited about that and actually like getting to do Bend things and not like being on the go and whatever. So yeah, that's
what I feel like you're putting a good end to like the marathon of events of summer 2024-ish. Like, but you're still, you know, you got lots of summer ahead of you. It's only July, literally. But yeah, still, absolutely. That was a big amount of like 2.5 months, I think, that you were every weekend kind of on the go. So I'm proud of you, girl. You got it.
Yeah, did it. I did it. I survived 2024. Woo-woo. No big deal.
In the books.
And also, Kaif and I are going to go on a very special trip in August, so we'll update you guys on that when we...
More details to come.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, should we jump into our topic for today and
get it going? I guess we should. We should totally get it going, I guess. I'm kidding.
We're going to do faves today. We haven't done faves in a minute, or I don't know. Have we? Maybe not really. Like a month ago. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's been a busy life for the last couple of weeks. I'm like really excited to talk about all the faves that I've had to look forward to.
Okay, go first then. Let's hear
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, are we like, are there rules? Are there, you know, it's great. Are there rules? We're gonna just jump right in. Jump right in.
Yeah. Just give
okay,
me first.
Okay. So for 4th of July, right? My dad's a big like 4th of July guy. He made a pulled pork like sliders thing, and we got those Hawaiian, they're basically salted chips. They're barbecue chips, but they're the Hawaiian brand, the sweet and spicy purple bag.
Oh yeah. Those are the best.
Oh my God. I had not had those consistently. And my dad bought like one of those Costco size brand bags or whatever. They're delicious. I could not stop eating them for like 4 days straight, 'cause they were so good.
They're so good. Literally one of my favorite bag. Chips. Yeah, 100%.
Yep.
Yeah,
you win. So, yeah, that was my weekend of falling in love with sweet and spicy barbecue chips. So, yeah, that's
also,
my first one.
I have a bone to pick with Samantha. Wait, the barbecue ones. I'm thinking of the like, sweet onion. Barbecue. They're sweet onion
no.
purple bag. You're thinking about
different. Okay. Yeah, I know what the sweet onion is, and it wasn't that flavor. It was the sweet and spicy barbecue bag.
Okay, well, I've never tried those ones then. But
shoot, okay, I should have taken a photo.
We were arguing about this because Sam found these chips and she was talking about them when we were at Sawtooth, and she was like, they're randomly at the Sawtooth store. So we tried them and they're delicious, but they taste exactly like the Hawaiian sweet onion chips and the purple bag. And I sent her a picture. I was like, this is the same chip. And she was like, no, it's not. And I was like, yes, 100% it is the same chip. Anyways. So we have a little bit of a beef going on about that. So we need to do a little taste test side by side of those chips and see if they actually taste different.
Because
I'm pretty sure they taste exactly the same. But anywho's.
Oh,
so I thought that's what you were
talking definitely
about.
Be down for like a taste testing episode for like which chip and which flavor of the
oh
chip.
Oh my God,
you know
we
mean?
Should do a taste test.
That's
yeah,
a
that
good
would be
one.
Fun.
I
yeah.
love okay. Yeah, we're
I was gonna
move
say
on from that.
Hot take though, I do not like barbecue chips. Like at
get
all.
Out of town. I'm obsessed with barbecue flavored everything.
Because I was just gonna say we could do a taste test where we just get every different version of like barbecue, but I hate barbecue. Can we do a different like everything version? Like maybe like a sour cream and onion or something or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
Like, get a Lay's, get a kettle, get a whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Let's
yeah,
do it and see if we can tell which one is which. That'd be great. Anyway.
Okay.
okay.
I love it. That was
my first one is going to be a product. So I started using retinol because, you know, old lady over here.
God, get out of here.
I got
tell
like
me what retinol you're using.
So the brand is called Anua Nano. So it's A-N-U-A. And it's a 3% renewing serum in niacin. Anyways, I got it off of Amazon. It was super cheap. So I was watching this girl who's a dermatologist, and she was like recommending all these different retinols and like when to use them and whatever. But she was like giving a price range. Basically, she was like, this is the best bang for your buck, basically, where she was like, if you want to be in like the $100 range, you buy this one. If you want to be in the $50 range, you buy this one. If you want to be in like the $20 range, you buy this one. So I feel like she's like pretty vetted, where she like gave you options where it's not just like $1 trillion, you know what I mean? So obviously I bought the $20 range one. I think it was like I think it was 15 or 20. Anyways, I should have written it down how much it was, but it's actually so lovely. So like I do my whole skincare routine, and then you just like put it on after. And the reason why I got it was because I think I talked about this before, but like my face was like freaking out and breaking out for a while, and they were saying that it's really good for not just like wrinkles and stuff, but it's good for like hyperpigmentation and also like scarring, like acne scarring or whatever. And so it kind of, and it totally like got rid of my little like dots on my face, because like whatever. Yeah. I just had like crazy scarring from when I had all that stuff going on. So yeah, feeling better.
Oh my God. I have never used retinol before. Maybe I need to do more research. Send that girl from TikTok to me. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
Cause I need to include that in my repertoire, my skincare. Anyway. Okay. So I love it. Your beautiful face. It's fabulous. Mm. My next one is also going to be really kind of funny, cause my life is insane. So they're having seasonal flavors for Mike's Hard Lemonade. Do you know about this? Is this on your radar?
I haven't tried them yet. Like the seltzers, right? Like hard seltzers?
No, or just like the basic Mike's Hard Lemonade that we all drank in like eighth grade or whatever. Like such a basic bitch drink. Okay. I don't drink Mike's Hard Lemonade for the reason that I'm not 14. Uh-huh. But my family bought them. The green apple flavor is the one that everybody in my house was drinking nonstop. We had like 6 of those 6-packs for 8 adults for like 5 days, and we went through it all. Like, wow. It was crazy. Every time we would go to the store, we were like, oh, get a pack of Greek Mike's, whatever. Cause like we just bought a bunch of it anyway.
That's so funny. Embarrassing. Yeah. Wait, was, really was there like though. 1 million grams of sugar in it?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Okay. It's got like 0.0 of alcohol and like 10,000 fake lemonade stuff and sugar. Yeah. It's really bad for you.
Nice. But, okay. But it was
that good. They have the green apple one, and then they also came out with a strawberry one. So that's the new flavor of this week. So I just think it's hilarious that like we're all, I'm the youngest one and I'm 34, like adults, like proper adults, and they're losing their minds about Mike's Hard Lemonade green apple.
I feel like my mom would love it, because my mom likes sweet drinks for sure. Mm-hmm. So she would absolutely love that. Yeah. That's funny.
Give it a go.
I don't know if she's ever tried them though. I feel like, yeah. Anyway.
I don't think I can take myself, you know, seriously as an adult if I was drinking a Mike's Hard Lemonade, but that's just my opinion.
Anyway. Well, green apple, I can get down with. I love green apple flavored shit. And also they just came out with a green apple White Claw. Did I talk about this on here, or did I just tell you in real life?
I feel like green apple has come up in conversation before.
Yeah. So the green apple White Claws, cause like I'm a White Claw girly. The green apple White Claws are to die for. Could possibly be my favorite one so far. Like that's a hot take, but if they made a grape one, I feel like that'd be bomb. Because I don't think they made a grape one. Yeah.
I don't think they did.
Like the lemon, the lime, the tangerine, those are all my jam for sure. Like definitely not mango, 1000% no. Definitely not black cherry. But like
I was going to say, I feel like I'm drinking a lot of black cherry because Kelly drinks the other stuff and I get black cherry. Yeah. So like my association with White Claw is black cherry flavor.
whoopsies. Mubby. So sorry.
Oh, God. That was so funny.
Okay. Can I go? Are you done?
Yeah. You're good. Okay. Go for it.
My next one is going to be a TikTok video that my mom sent to me, and I loved it. And I think it's so freaking funny and like, but also slightly attacked. So let me know when you can hear this.
I'm just partying every single weekend. And I'm going to have to party tomorrow, and then I'm going to have to party in 2 weeks from now.
So it says, when it's summertime and it's always someone's birthday, a holiday, weekend, or something else. And then she's like, I just have to party. I wish you could see the actual video because it would be way funnier. But yeah, she's just like, I have to party every day and then I'm going to party next week. Anyways, yeah. Oh my God.
Slightly attacked, only slightly.
Because I'm just like, probably because I just like complained about all the fun things that I'm doing on the podcast. And so, yeah, she sent me that video and I was like, yes, this is me 1000%. So that was like my favorite video. But also, I had another TikTok video, which I don't have to play, but there's these boys on TikTok and they're called the Crow Boys. And they just do like covers of songs in like bluegrass version. And they're just like so wonderful and good. They're like really weird looking. And I just like am so like into it. But this is my favorite song like of all time. Do you know what song it is?
I feel like I do, but I don't want to sound stupid.
Get it.
Is it the Goo Goo Dolls?
Yeah!
Yeah, I got it. I was really nervous about that.
We don't want to get canceled. Wait, we have to go to the chorus, though. So.
Iris, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, aw. I also knew that was your favorite song. Mm. And I don't want
the world to see me. Aren't they cute?
Yeah, I like it. But why are they weird looking? I need a little bit more context for that.
I mean, they just have mullets and like are real silly looking. But, yeah, so they just do like they're pretty popular on TikTok now. I just saw that they like did their first like concert because like they literally just became like TikTok famous. You know what I mean?
Oh.
But they have like tons of covers of good songs and they're just all like super cute. So anyways, my favorite thing is when someone does like a cover of like a rap song or something silly like that. Like, I just think that's so great. And like when we saw Shiny Ribs, he covered Rihanna and it was the best thing ever.
It was the best thing ever.
And I've been listening to Shiny Ribs like on repeat. But anyway, sorry. I feel like that was like three faves in one. So I'm going to stop now.
Also, Shiny Ribs, I've been listening to. He's weird. I think he's very silly. Weird.
All his lyrics are like kind of weird. Yeah. I was noticing that too. Like the storylines of the songs are pretty strange,
Anyway. Okay. So my mom and everybody was here. They don't have Trader Joe's in their, like, town, right? So they always, like, take me to Trader Joe's when they're here because they want to stock up on all the cool stuff. The olive and herb mixed nuts with, like, actual olives. Oh, my God. I had not tried that since before.
I tried those recently. Yeah.
They were so good. Yeah. So I have to say that. And it was like a dried, like a, I don't know. It was weird. The olive.
Oh, yeah.
Like raisin-like, but it was good.
Side note too, my friend Greg this weekend, actually yesterday, he made this watermelon salad and he did like just a little rendition of it where he did like obviously watermelon and feta and whatever, but he put like balsamic on it and something else and he put black or like Kalamata olives in it. And so it just made it like kind of like a little salty bite with it, you know? It was so good. Like, yeah, it turned out really yummy. Because you know how we always say that, like, yeah, we need like other renditions of the watermelon salad. So 100%. Also, my mom texted me this morning and she was like, this is a new fave. And it's like a honeydew salad with avocado and like herbs and things. And she's like, this is my new fave. And I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to try it. Cause I love me some honeydew. Like that's my shit.
I do love honeydew. Yeah. That's definitely my favorite of all of the melons.
Anyway. So I'm not going to say it's a fave because I haven't tried it, but it's mom's fave. So shout out to mom.
Ooh, I want to try. You make it first. You tell me if you like it and then I'll make it.
Okay.
And we'll talk about it. We'll turn around, give them an update. Wow, that was really terrible. Anyway, my next flavor was the olive and herb mixed nuts from Trader Joe's. They're delicious. Go get them. And you go.
I'm so sorry. I keep taking over your face.
No, it's great. No, it's awesome. Keep it going.
Okay, so this is like kind of an old fave now, but I feel like I still have to bring it up because it happened or like it came out like a month ago. So I don't know. I think everyone watched it. But when The Idea of You came out on, was it Amazon? With Anne Hathaway and whatever.
It was Amazon.
Yeah, it was, the movie came out and I watched the movie obviously because everyone was like, you have to watch this movie, whatever. But I hadn't actually read the book. And so the movie I still thought was like very good. And then I read the book and the book is incredible. Like one of the best books I've read in a very, very long time. Obviously it's a rom-com. If you're not into rom-coms, you're not going to like it. But it was so, so good. It's by Robin Lee, R-O-B-I-N-N-E, Lee. And the book just like, so the movie did capture the book pretty well, but the book was just like, had so much more about their relationship and like how they would actually like get to see each other while he was on tour and everything. And this ending is different. So yeah, but anyways, the book is like really incredible. And I was just watching this girl on Instagram and she did the same thing. Basically, like she watched the movie and then she read the book and she was like, you guys have to read the book if you liked the movie because the book is so much better. So anyways, I fully percent 100p that it is
100p
really, really good if you want to and you don't mind that you like kind of already know the storyline. So yeah, definitely a good read, especially a good summer read, like fantastic.
Yeah.
I own it. If anyone wants to borrow it.
Look out. Yep. Okay. I might borrow it. But I feel like you told me to read it a while ago. I think I bought it on something and I just need to figure out where it is and finish it. Anyway, because I feel like you told me to read it because I have a whole book list of things that I need to get through this summer and it's on there.
I did have this on my list last time we did Fave, so probably over a month ago, but we didn't get to it. I don't know why I did something else probably. But yeah, so it's been on there for a minute, but I still want to shout it out.
I love it. Yes, I could totally use another rom-com in my life. This summer has been very, like, boy-friendly TV just because I've got dudes living in my house. So, like, I don't know. I need to throw in a
That's fair. A rom-com. Wait, did you not watch the movie either?
No, I haven't seen the movie.
Oh,
no.
Okay, we'll read the book first then. It's way better.
Okay,
But the movie is still cute. The movie is still good. And also, Anne Hathaway is a babe. She looks incredible. Yeah. Like, looks very, very good.
And freaking Hathaway. She's gorgeous. Drop dead. 100%. 100p. Yeah. Okay. Let me write that down before I forget. The idea of you. I love it. How do you spell her name again? It's Robin.
R-O-B-I-N-N-E. Lee.
Okay. Lee. Love it. All right. The next one that I'm going to talk about is I took my brother for his 40th birthday on a hike. It's like 45 minutes northeast of Portland called Oneida Falls. Only because Multnomah Falls was like a tourist nightmare. There was a million freaking people parking nowhere. It was terrible. So we just ended up like driving down whatever road it was. We like an extra 2 miles or something, pulled off, parked, and then saw a trailhead. And it was like Multnomah Falls, you can hike 2 miles that way, or you can go on this other hike for like another 2 miles. And we just decided to do Oneida Falls instead. And it was really sweet. Like there was zero people on the trail. We did end up seeing two rangers who like told us that in 2017 they had a really bad fire. So like things are starting to pop back up. And I was like, I can definitely see that there was a fire here, but like everything looks lush and beautiful. And the falls were really cute. They weren't like really big, but they were so tucked in that you like had to get to them. And then it was pretty impressive. I think so.
Cool. Yeah. It was really fun. Yeah. You're exploring.
Yeah. It was a really nice one. Yeah. So that one was really cute and we'll do Multnomah eventually, but I want to do it on like a Wednesday at 7 o'clock in the morning or something when there's zero people there.
Yeah. Did you even get to like see it or no, you couldn't even like get in the parking area. Okay.
Well, you just like, you drive past it and it's got like a gift shop and like proper restrooms and stuff. So it's very tourist friendly,
for sure.
But you could see it. So we just like drove by it and we saw it. So it was fine.
Cool. At least you got to see it or he got to see it too. Nice.
Lots of exploring. So yeah, that was really cool. And I'll probably go back and do that again.
There's lots of cool waterfalls in that area though. There's like one around like every corner. It feels like, yeah.
I've been following a few people on like TikTok and Instagram, trying to find like all these little hidden spots that I'm going to go explore and find. So
cool.
Yeah, that was really sweet.
That's so fun.
All right.
Okay. My next one is going to be another product again with my face. It's called Tower 28. This got like super popular on TikTok for a minute too. It's the SOS Daily Resource Facial Spray. So I got it basically for camping because I was like camping every single weekend. So it's supposed to be like an antimicrobial where you just like,
said it.
spray it on my face, and you don't have to like wash your face or whatever. And you just do your skincare after that. So it like cleans your face without having to go through the whole like face washing process. And so it's really nice to have, like, if you just don't have a lot of time, or like in the morning, I just like never want to do like a full skincare routine unless I'm like getting ready. You know what I mean? Like, and I work from home, so like that's never. So, I really don't do like all the great skincare in the morning. Usually I just do it at night after I shower before bed. And so I really like just being able to spray this on my face in the morning and then like put on my like sunscreen and moisturizer and whatever, and like be ready for the day and not have to like think about anything else. So yeah, highly recommend. There's also lots of like knockoff brands that people like, you don't have to buy the Tower 28 one, but like, the Tower 28 one is not that much more money than the knockoff one. So I was like, I'd rather just buy the Tower 28 one. But yeah, if you just look up like a Daily Resource facial spray, there's like tons of options that pop up for it. So nice. If you want to, yeah, get different versions, it's definitely, yeah. I can't tell if you know, like it's doing a whole lot, but I have, my face like is doing way, way better. So I think it's doing something.
Yeah, I would definitely say that's a symptom of you changing things and like it working. So yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways.
I love it. That's good. Am I ready for my next one?
Yeah, sorry, you go.
That's like a little brief silence there. Okay.
Yeah, this is our last one, I think, right? This is number 5.
Oh, that's our last one. Okay, so I have to pick between the last like 6 of them that I have. Okay, I'm going to talk about, since you talked about like this product, I'm also going to talk about a product. I've used this before, and I probably have done it at least 6 times in the last 5 years or whatever. It's the Kristen S. hair gloss that you buy from Target. That's like $15.
Okay.
I get it in Smoky Topaz and I just love it. I think it's great. I haven't been to the hair, like gotten my hair done in about 4 months. So you can definitely see like growth and I need to go back, but I'm going on this trip and I don't have $600 to spend on my hair. So I'm going to do the gloss and it just like makes it.
Okay. I'm going to say, what does it do? I'm confused.
It makes it like softer and shinier and
okay,
like
not more blonde nice, though.
Not more blonde. Oh, it will probably like darken my hair a little bit for like 2 or 3 weeks. But then it kind of washes out. So it's nothing too intense. But
cool. Yeah. It just like rejuvenates you a little bit.
A little bit. It gets me past like this awkward time before I can't figure out how to get my hair done before I leave. So
yeah. That makes sense.
Have
oh,
to be
cool.
When I get back. But yeah, that's
I've
the
never
product,
heard of you talking about that before, I don't think.
Yeah, I've done it a handful of times.
Nice.
Yeah, it's only $15 too at Target. It's like just a nice little thing that I can throw in and be okay with before having to go get my hair done.
Yeah, revamp. Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think I'm due for a revamp though. It's time.
Are you,
it's time.
What do you want to do? You want to cut it
off? Also, I'm thinking, yeah, a little bit. I kind of want to cut off like 7 inches.
Nice.
Because it's so long.
It looks really pretty long,
very,
though.
Very long.
But ugh. I know you've been wanting to cut it for a minute, so I won't stop you if you really want to. I also, when I was at the hair, I don't remember the last time we got my hair done, like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Anyways, I was like, I just want to chop it all off. Like, I just want to have a cute summer bob. And she was like, it's so funny. Because I was like, obviously I'm not going to do it, but I want to. And she was like, it's so funny because Ben is like so far behind on like trends. She's like, bobs were cute last summer. And I was like, Okay. I was like, I don't want to be like on trend. I just want to like have my hair in like a cute hat and like just have like cute hair popping out the bottom, you know, like or whatever, or like have like cute little pigtails and whatever and not have to worry about
Why
it.
Why would she say that
I
to
mean,
you?
She didn't. Okay, I said it as if she was saying it rudely. She wasn't. She was just saying, she's like, it's just funny that like now, like, she's like, many people have told me that they want to chop all their hair off and like have a bob. And she's like, it's just funny because like, it's not in anymore. And I was like, I don't care. No. I was like, what if it's just hot? Okay. But yeah, she's
it's freaking
cute
hot for sure.
And trendy. So it kind of makes sense. But
I guess.
Anyhow.
Anyway, people attacked by that statement, but okay.
No, she's the best. I love her. Yeah. She's the best hair lady I've found in Bend 100%.
Good.
Yeah, she's
you're
really
lucky.
Cool. Anywho. Okay. My last one is a song, obvi. So it was on repeat for probably 3 of the 7 hours it took for me to get to Sawtooth on the way there. So it's kind of like fallen off of my, but this was also on my list from last time too. So sorry, but it's called Stumbling In by Cyril, Cyril. And it's just like a good bop, like good driving song, good summer song. Do you want me to play a little bit of it? I feel like you can like get the...
I need the vibes. Yeah, for sure.
You need like a few sentences of just like... it's also like on the top 40, which I hate because I'm not one of those homies, but it's a good one. Just imagine driving through like the Sawtooth, like listening to this in your car for like a long time. But we also know that I'm into like the bumps a little bit lately, like a little womp womp. So it has a little bit of womp bumps.
Oh, this is fun.
Yeah. So
I like it.
All right. That's all
I love it.
Yeah. So Stumbling In by Cyril or Cyril, something like that. C-Y-R-I-L. It's a good one. Definitely like a good just summer jam. You know, it's going to be on the Party Barge playlist. So I've gone in strong on that Party Barge playlist and I am doing it big. So
I love it.
Yeah.
Like for a good 10 seconds during that entire thing, Kelly and I were just dancing in the background. Yeah.
Just jamming hardcore. But I knew that you would like it too, Cave. It's a good Cave song too. So
I'm going to find it and put it on my Peloton playlist. And that's what I also got on my Peloton for the first time in a while today.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you feel more like a normal human?
A little bit. My brain and my anxiety feel like a tad better, but just like getting back into the motion of moving my body and like being working strong out. Again. Yeah. So it's going to feel good. It's my next focus. But anyway, nice. I think that was a really good list. We got 5 apiece. We did 10 all. Like this was a solid faves episode.
Yeah. Do you want to do gratitude and grievance?
I could probably find a grievance, but why don't you talk about your grievance first and I'll do the gratitude.
Oh, shoot. Did I say I had a grievance?
I mean, I could say a few grievances for you.
I mean, I have a lot of grievances, to be honest. Right. But, oh my God, my hair. Okay.
Also, let's take a moment to appreciate Kelly just came from the river and walked in a 4-day camping trip. She just put down her, like, big old, what do you call those things?
A bun.
And now it looks like a rat's nest on the back of her head.
Oh man, I told you it was humid.
It's literally standing out to the left side of your head. Like it's out of there.
I'm going to shower after this, everybody. I worked out this morning. I jumped in the river.
You're so beautiful. I love you.
Oh wow. Okay. Thank you so much. Would you say stunning? Maybe
you're stunning.
Thank you. Sorry, that's an inside joke. Anyways,
oh my God.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna hop in the shower like right this minute. But anyways, I just had to take it down because like my head was starting to get really heavy. You know what I mean? Because it's like very dreaded, and yeah, this is gonna need a lot of conditioner. So can this be our grievance? Just like my hair.
You need to get like the detangler stuff. Do you have the detangler stuff? Do you remember that as a kid? My mom always had like the stupid detangler horse stuff.
I do. Oh, I actually have like an adult version. I have like this leave-in conditioner treatment stuff that helps detangle and like get you ready to take a shower or whatever. Smart. But yeah, anyways, because my ends, oh baby, they are crunchy. Yeah. Like that is gross. Anyways.
Oh my God. Okay. That's our collective grievance. Kelly's hair today.
If anyone could see us, yeah, they would love this. Also, I'm wearing like my bathing suit still and yeah, no big deal. Anywho, summertime, baby, my favorite.
Yeah.
My favorite season, 100p. 100p.
Yeah, 100p. All sticky and ready. It's great.
So sticky. Do you have a gratitude then?
I want to be grateful for you. Like, I don't know.
Just I want to be grateful for nice you.
Get back on the phone in front of your face. It's so beautiful. I love it.
We be grateful for each other every time?
All the time. Always. Or that's just a given. Always.
Yeah.
Maybe not always.
Hey, no.
I'm kidding. Anyway.
Remember that one time where Kavler gave our entire strawberry camp COVID?
Damn it.
No big deal. Anyways,
I'm so sorry.
We survived and we thrived. And now all of us are bigger adults because of it. So no big deal. I literally think, I mean, I didn't ever test positive for COVID.
I'm
they tested
so sorry,
twice.
Daylani.
But I had to have had it. But anyways, I think that was literally the first time I've ever had it. And how long has it been since 2020? Long time.
Yeah.
So
it's been 4 years.
No big deal.
Anyway. Gratitude wise, just grateful for you. Grateful for my family. Grateful that we're alive. even though the world's burning and it's going to be terrible. But
yeah, we didn't even get into politics, folks, because some epic shit happened yesterday. But we're not even going to go there because we just want to be upward and outward. You know what I mean? So
yeah, let's end on a positive note. Yeah, that's my little John impression.
Who?
I don't even know. Let's skip. We're going to
go. Oh, Lil Jon. Yeah. I don't even know how to do it either.
No, we're going to skip that. Okay. Anyway.
We need Sam for that. Sam's good at song impressions for sure.
Oh my God, I'd love to see her again. We should get her on the pod.
Oh, yeah. Let's definitely. Yeah. See, this is the thing, folks. We keep saying that we're going to have guests on. You know, when's that going to happen?
We're just going to text her. She's going to come on and she's going to be hilarious. And we'll do the same when we have. Also, I talked to Denali too. God. Okay. Yeah. Denali was here because she and her daughter flew up to Seattle and then was here for Jeffrey's birthday.
Oh, so awesome. We just like,
hung out for a bit. Yeah, it was so cool. We got to have dinner with her and she and I chatted about her life updates. So yeah, it was great.
Cool.
That's anyway, amazing. Friend we'll of the have pod. Her back on.
Yeah, absolutely. Alrighty. Well, we love you all. We're going to get out of here. It's Sunday, baby.
Kelly needs to go shower, everybody. Yeah. We out. Bye.
We love you. Bye.
Bye. That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30.
Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting.
If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review.
Your feedback helps us make the show even better.
Follow us on Instagram at Candidly 30.
Thanks for being candid with us.